Hi, I'm Deanne Paler, and me and my husband, Scott, have been attending Ascension with our children, Britton and Lily, since moving to Hoover in 2006. Today is Tuesday, March 11th, and I'm going to share with you today's Living Well Through Lent devotional titled, Being Faithful in Small Ways. From Luke 16:10, whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. To be faithful is to be consistent in small and big ways over time. To call a friend faithful means that the friend has been there for us through many ups and downs, through some of the most significant moments of our lives, as well as many of the mundane ones. Much of the work of faithfulness happens without anyone noticing. There is a saying that you can best judge a person's character by knowing how they act when no one is around, when there is absolutely nothing to be gained by their actions. As Brian Cole wrote, faithfulness is not about appearances, but about being deeply grounded in the real. Jesus taught that whoever is faithful in very little is faithful also in much. This is good news because it means that we don't have to focus on big heroic acts of faithfulness, but instead can focus on the little things, such as how we speak to everyone we meet, the choices we make to nurture our spiritual lives, and the small act of compassion we might offer to someone in need today. Over time, such small acts of faithfulness create not just a series of kind acts, but a soil of faithfulness from which all the fruits of the spirits can continue to thrive. Making it personal, consider a small act of faithfulness that someone, maybe even a stranger, has done for you recently. With this in mind, is there a small act of faithfulness that you wish to do for someone today? What do you think of the idea that whoever is faithful in very little is faithful also in much? During these 40 days, we are praying for all of our ministries and programs that support God's mission through Ascension. Today, you are invited to pray for the Adult Sunday School Program.